The Missionary Fund by Arthur C. Whiting. Grandmother Martha Kirsten Isaacson must have dreamed of a better life and had hopes for happier times than she had known in Denmark, or she never would have ventured onto the old ship with her mother and sister and the rest of the saints, bound for Utah. She could not have envisioned the 6 months on the ocean and then crossing the plains with the hand carts, or she would surely have stayed in the old country. But she came. She knew hardships, she knew sorrow, she witnessed the passing of her mother on the trail, for lack of food. She saw others suffer and die, but she lived to reach the promised valleys, and to bless, not only her own posterity, but people of many nations. She married young Peter Isaacson, whose wife had died crossing the plains. They settled in Ephraim, where she was to build her dream castle. She worked in the fields, in the home, and with her chickens and cows. She sold her eggs for 8 to 10 cents a dozen. She gleaned wheat after the harvest, she saved and put her humble savings in Zion Savings Bank. She never learned much English and could not read at all. But dreams and hopes are not built by words but by deeds. Her speech was funny to some, but in her heart she loved the good things in life. She would pay her namesake granddaughter Martha 25 cents to play the organ for her. She sustained her husband as bishop when he was called to the faraway Meadows ward in Arizona. But she dreamed of Ephraim until they were released to return there. At the Meadows they used up the grains for food and livestock feed. But she saved her gleanings from the wheat fields of Utah, which she provided for spring planting. All the while she saved, as she gleaned grain and sold her eggs, butter, and milk. One time, as she and the children had finished gleaning in the field, one of the girls reminded her of the words of Brigham Young, when he said a bushel of wheat could be worth more than a bushel of gold. She answered her by saying, "If I could have had a bushel of wheat to keep my mother from starving to death, don't you think it would have been worth more than a bushel of gold?" At the age of 92 she died, leaving to her posterity her example, her ideals, her hopes and her savings in Zion's Bank. The money was divided 3 ways. To her 2 sons and Mariah Whiting. Mariah was a true daughter of the little Danish girl, Martha, who crossed the plains. She saved, she sowed, she gathered wool from the bushes and fences, just as the poet said in the following poem, called Pioneer, by Zara Sabine. Snaggles of wool from bush and fence treasured in tucked-up apron, worth weight garnering to be washed, and combed and dyed and spun and woven. Bending, stooping, sharp eyes searching, she tramped the hills, where yesterday sheep had passed. Now, there was this not much, but still a goodly mite, to add to that at home. Dear grandmother, what would you not have given for these skeins in my basket? End of poem. Though she raised a large family, and helped many along the way, she added her savings to that of her blessed mother. As Mariah came to the close of her life, she decided to fulfill the dreams of her mother and combine her own purpose in life. She left every parcel and possession of any kind to the work of the Lord. The official name was the Whiting Memorial Estate. The family called it the Missionary Fund. How many missionaries have been assisted, how many needy have been helped? Hundreds and hundreds. Thank you, you two dear wonderful women, for your example of what the Lord meant when He said, "Go sell all your goods, and give to those in need and follow me."